Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, a winning day on Wednesday for Coda Camper Kyle. All that guy does is win. So nice job, Coda Camper Kyle, filling in. He goes 2-2 on the card, but the math works out to eke out just a little bit of profit. So here we go. He cashed in the Arizona Diamondbacks on the money line. They get the job done at Colorado. He cashes on the Brew Crew of Milwaukee. They win on the road at Cincinnati. That one was a plus 116 hit for him. He loses on St. Louis, Heartbreak Hotel. They lose by a run to the Phillies. Then he loses on the Yankees run line. The Marlins actually win that game outright. But he goes 2-2 on the day. And once again, thanks to the plus money hit on the Brewers, he ekes out just a little bit of profit. So now I'll try to make it back-to-back winning days. Before we get to the baseball here, it's the Masters on CBS this week. One of my favorite traditions every single year. On my date night with my wife on Tuesday, I wore my Masters polo that my sister was so kind to give me a couple years back. Only problem is the shirt got a little tighter here in the last couple years. So I don't know if it's a dryer or what's going on, but felt like I had a lot more breathing room in past years, but this year after March Madness, my wife says, yeah, it got a little tighter. There's no doubt about that. But I have four top 20 bets. I can't pick the winner. That's too difficult. So I'm just going four top 20 bets. If I hit two of them, I'm going to turn profit because all four are plus money. Here we go. Bet number one is Justin Thomas plus the 140. Bet number two, Victor Hovland plus the 115. Bet number three, Patrick Cantlay plus the 130. Bet number four, Will Zalatoris plus the 140. So those are my four Masters bets to finish in the top 20 here for this week. When we get to Saturday and Sunday, I'll add some head-to-head or other bets for the Masters because I really get into it the final 2 days as the field gets narrowed and we know who's at the top of the leaderboard. But for right now, once again, those are my top 20 bets for the Masters. Next up, let's get to Major League Baseball. It's a smaller slate of games, but I still found a way to put five bets on the card. So let's start with a first five total. It's the Minnesota Twins at the Detroit Tigers under 3.5 runs at a minus 115. So I was thinking about the Nerfy in this game until I saw the minus 155 price. I may add that to the newsletter for tomorrow, but at least for the podcast right now, I didn't put it on the card. Pablo Lopez will go for the Twins. The Tigers are just 14 for 61 against him lifetime. That's a .230 batting average against with zero homers. A 2.84 ERA so far this year for Lopez, a 0.87 whip. Four straight years with a sub-4 ERA, so he's been very consistent. He had a 3.66 ERA last season. On the other side, it's one of the best in the business right now. Tarik Skubal gets the call for the Tigers. 2.92 ERA, a 0.73 whip. Skubal had a 2.80 ERA last season and a 0.90 whip. The Tigers ranked 25th in scoring. The Twins ranked 29th in scoring. Those numbers aren't good, by the way. With these pitchers, it's the under or nothing for me. So I'll play the first five total here. It's the Twins and the Tigers under the 3.5. At a minus 115. I looked at the game total too, but that was at 7, and you never know what bullpens do. I don't trust bullpens, so that's why, once again, I'm going to go the first five total. Next up on the card, it's a full game money line. I'm going to bet the Houston Astros at the Kansas City Royals at the minus 135. So the Royals are much improved, 6 consecutive wins. Brady Singer is on the bump today for Kansas City. 0.68 ERA on the season and a 0.53 whip. Those are impressive numbers. The starts have been against the Twins and the White Sox, so put an asterisk there. Twins and the White Sox happen to be the teams ranked 29th and 30th in scoring this season. Yeah, that'd be the bottom two of baseball. Last year, Singer had a 5.52 ERA and a 1.45 whip over the larger body of work. So he's had some good success against the best bats in the Astro lineup, but this is a regression spot after facing a pair of weak hitting opponents. On the other hand, Hunter Brown goes for the Astros. He was roughed up last out, giving up 5 runs over 3 innings at Texas. Didn't have the best numbers last year either, 5.09 ERA and a 1.36 whip. I do like probably the over 9 and the Astros for the game, but in the end, I just went with the money line here. I don't think Houston's getting swept on the road at Kansas City, so give me the Astros on the money line, minus the 135 over Kansas City.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Next up on the card, it's a first 5 total. And I have the Oakland A's at the Texas Rangers at the under 4.5 at a plus 120. Could have played this at 5.5 and drank a little juice, but I elected to go the 4.5 at a plus 120. Will it come back to get me again with greed? We'll find out. My wife always says that my daughter got her stubbornness from me. I don't think she means that as a compliment, by the way. I do see a ton of potential in J.P. Sears, and that he does tend to drive me crazy. The Rangers are hitting .246 against him lifetime. Sears has a 8.68 ERA this season. He had a 4.54 ERA last season. He's better than that, and I expect to see it today. Meanwhile, John Gray goes for the Rangers. Nothing has been easy for him this year. Both starts have lasted just 3 2/3 innings, and his whip 2 starts into the year, holy cow, it's a 2.45. It's one of the worst in baseball. 4.12 ERA and a 1.29 whip last season. The Athletics are 4-for-40 against him. That's a 100 batting average with 0 homers. So I think it should be a bounce back spot for him with the A's ranking 27th in scoring. So it's the under for me in the first 5. Give me the Athletics and the Rangers under the 4.5 at the plus 120. Next up on the card, it's a Nerfy. Yeah, deja vu. Let's do the A's and the Rangers again at a plus 110. So I'm doubling up on the handicap. I do expect both pitchers to start strong. And yes, I have no idea why my wife says that I'm stubborn. Huh? Why? How could that be? Yes, A's and Rangers. Nerfy at the plus 110. Then the final game on my card is a first 5 run line. It's the Pittsburgh Pirates plus the half a run at the Philadelphia Phillies at the minus 125. So I'm going to back a rookie pitcher on the road in Philadelphia. What could possibly go wrong with that? Jared Jones goes for the Pirates, 4.72 ERA and a 1.32 whip last season in AAA baseball. Second round pick in 2020, 315 innings pitched in the minor leagues, 391 strikeouts. He's pitched 11 2/3 innings in the majors so far this year, 17 strikeouts. He's got a live arm. The Phillies rank 20th in strikeouts with 9 per game. They rank 23rd in runs per game, averaging 3.73. The strikeout prop has yet to be posted. I might have that in the newsletter tomorrow, depending on the number. For the Phillies today, it's going to be Ranger Suarez in the bump. The Pirates are 16-43 against him. That's a .372 average. Impressive number there. Suarez had a 4.18 ERA last season, a 4.09 ERA this season with a 0.73 whip. Against my better judgment, I'm going to take the rookie on the road. Give me the Pirates plus the half a run in the first five at Philadelphia at the minus 125. Then a couple picks in from Coda Camper Kyle. He wanted me to share. He's on the Detroit Tigers today on the money line at the minus 127 against my Minnesota Twins. And he's on the Boston Red Sox money line minus the 105 against the Baltimore Orioles. Tough for me to bet against the O's and the Twins, but yeah, Coda Camper Kyle probably hit them both. So here we go. Let's recap my card for a Thursday. Masters, top 20 bets again. I'm on Justin Thomas plus the 140. Victor Hovland plus the 115. Patrick Cantlay plus the 130. Will Zalatoris plus the 140. Major League Baseball, first five total. Twins and the Tigers under the 3.5 at a minus 115. Money line wager, I'm on the Astros money line at the Royals at the minus 135. First five total, I'm on the A's and the Rangers under the 4.5 at a plus 120. Nerfy, I'm on the A's and the Rangers at a plus 110. First five run line, I'm on the Pirates plus the half a run at the Phillies at the minus 125. So that's my card for a Thursday. Enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.